What a conference. I just want to tell you all, I love the Lord Jesus. And it's so good to be here with you all, loving Him together. And I had this big intro word set up, but after we were singing, forget it. This right here is the most precious gift that the Lord has given us. This is the Bible. And the Bible is a romance. Amen. In the most pure and holy sense. Amen. And from beginning to end, God desires to become one with man in the most loving union imaginable. Everything else is just a shadow. And, even while our brother was sharing on his time in the Word this morning, I just want all of you to have a new Bible. A brand new Bible. I don't know. You know? If you had this Bible in your hand and you were at school, what would people think of you? Oh, there's a religious man, right? Maybe a Christian. You know, when this is on your shelf, what is it to you? Another book? When we open it, are we there to get information? Like all our other books? Or is it something more? Actually, I remember the slow change in my life where this book became something more. It was slow. It was gradual. It was a book that I looked at once and didn't get it. Didn't understand it at all. And I just stopped opening it. I think I might have tried again once or twice, but then, yeah, anyway. And then so I heard other people tell me about things from that book. But I was never satisfied. I was never satisfied. But one day I opened up this book with a seeking heart. I just wanted to know who He was. And I found Him. I found my bridegroom. And He romanced me. And so I hope you see this in my hand, or when you come to the Lord in the morning, or whenever the Word of God is spoken, you have a definite sensation in your being that you're coming to your God. Amen. We wouldn't separate the person of the Word from the written Word. We wouldn't separate the Spirit from the letter. But we would come to our dear Lord Jesus. Amen. And when we open it, we'd be looking into His face. We'd be looking into His eyes. Oh, we'd be listening for His voice. A dialogue would begin. It's another way to say prayer reading. A dialogue would begin. You'd be reading and then something would touch you. And then, oh, you want to talk about that. And then something within you would want to respond. I don't know. What is this book to you like? But I've had moments with this book where I just felt like I was holding the Creator in my hand. He made Himself that small. But I was holding my dear Lord Jesus right here. And I was looking right at Him. And actually, I was getting some kisses. If this book hasn't become kisses from Jesus to you, you haven't picked it up in the way God intended for you to pick it up. That's the only reason He gave us this book. Because He wants us to love Him, enjoy Him, come to know Him. And this way He could dispense Himself into us. So, are you excited? When I was preparing for this message, I got excited. The title is The Spirit and the Bride. Oh. I'm not good at showing my excitement, I don't think, but The Spirit and the Bride. The divine romance begins with a couple, right? Adam and Eve, as a portrait of Christ in the church. And it ends with the Spirit and the Bride, which actually is not a portrait. No more pictures. Picture was good. Yeah. But now it's the real deal. Yeah. We're getting married. Amen. The Spirit and the Bride. Amen. God and man. Amen. We'll be one. We'll be one eternally. Amen. This is our destiny. This is the meaning of our existence. Amen. What else is there to live for? You know, when God made Adam, He made Adam in Genesis 1:26 according to His image and likeness. And then in Genesis 2:18, He says, it's not good for man to be alone. Yeah, what was He saying? It wasn't good for God to be alone. And on the back of your outline there, your booklet, there's a verse, Ephesians 1:9, says, making known to us the mystery of His will. What's the mystery of His will? He doesn't want to be alone. He wants His counterpart. He wants His wife. And it's according to His good pleasure. That's His heart's desire. That's the deep longing in God before anything ever was. God alone with this burning desire for a counterpart. And that set everything in motion. The whole universe was created because of God's will. You know? And we're here right now because of God's will. This is an amazing meeting if you think about it. Amen. Out of everyone on the earth, you are here coming to know, knowing the mystery of God's will. Hey, what'd you do this weekend? I got to know the mystery of God's will. Amen. What's the mystery of God's will? What's God's will? You know, everyone, I don't know God's will. He wants to get married. What? He wants to get married. We're getting married. You know, last night, Brother Brian was telling you all to go to sleep, you know, related to, you know, your marriage. But regarding God's marriage, wake up! You better wake up! Was that? Was it you? Oh, yeah. Yep. Giovanni? Yeah. The other marriage. Go to sleep. But this one, wake up! Do you realize we're getting married? There's a wedding? And we're getting married? This is the sensation. You know, when I was prayer reading the verses that we'll see, I just started getting, like, excited. It reminded me when I got married, but, well, no, it's about the same. I won't say it's better, because Bethany might hear about that. But I just got, it's like a nervous eagerness, excitement. I'm getting married. I don't know when it happens, but at a certain, you know, you propose, there's an engagement, but it doesn't quite dawn on you, but then there's, like, this moment, like, I'm getting married. I hope this weekend for all of us, we realize we are getting married. There is a wedding. And we're going to see that. So, you know, okay, so. Oh, Lord. Okay, so the other, it was on a spring break trip, but there were some sisters, and one of them was on their phone going through, I don't know, Facebook, Instagram, one of those two. And then you hear this, ah! I'm in the room. And then maybe she wasn't so loud. The second one was definitely louder. But then she ran over to another sister that she knew and showed her the phone. Come here, Giovanni. Come on. Hey, hey, hey. Right? Showed her the phone and then... Ah! That's the best you got. One more time. Ah! Ah! The hands. What does that mean? I don't know. Right away. Who's getting married? I knew right away. I know that feeling. Who's getting married? There's going to be a wedding. Of course, someone had posted their engagement, right, on some social media. And the girls loved this sister, and they both freaked out. Yeah. I hope we're freaking out. We're getting married. Amen. Wake up. Amen. You know, when you got saved, you got engaged. Amen. The ring was put on. You know, you've been engaged, betrothed to Christ. Amen. He put it on. He put the ring on. Sisters, look at your finger. The ring is on. Don't worry about that, brother. That hero, you'll find out, is a zero. Ask my wife. But Jesus, oh, we are getting married.
Amen.
Oh, I don't know. You don't, I don't hear any screams. Oh, I don't know. But can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Amen! Hallelujah!
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 Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! It's okay. It's okay because we are getting married. There is a wedding to get ready for.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Do you realize that? You know, your life is very convenient right now. You know, but as soon as you find out you're getting married, you got to plan for a wedding. It's going to be a party. It's going to be good. There's going to be food. There's going to be rejoicing, singing. Everyone you love is going to be there. There's got to be a dress. Sisters, the dress. The dress. You know, the brothers... You know, we're kind of clueless to all that side of it, but I kind of remember. It took me 6 minutes to get dressed for my wedding. That's a rough estimate, but I know it wasn't 7, and I know it wasn't 5. So it's somewhere in there. But it was real easy. That's like the Lord Jesus, right?
Yeah.
He's done. He's ready. We still got the curlers in. We're still trying to get dressed. Anyway, but wow. You know, this bride has been getting ready, prepared, since the Lord Jesus died and resurrected. Actually, even before, but still. But still, you got to include the Old Testament saints. They're going to be there. But you know what? This bride has been getting ready. You know, generation after generation, coming all the way to your generation, there's been a group of people who have loved the Lord Jesus, touched this heart's desire, shared this heart's desire, and given their whole life to love Him.
Amen.
In the way they could, according to the revelation they had.
Yeah.
But today we have the highest revelation. Because we're at the end of this age. We're near the wedding. Wow. We're not far away.
Amen.
You might, it might be in your lifetime.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
You know, when I was your age, that thought was kind of scary, though. I wasn't ready to get married. Not even to Jesus. I was like, what? I love other things. But you know what? He's so sweet.
Amen.
He's so precious.
Yeah.
I kept coming in the Word and finding Him, and He'd whisper these sweet nothings into my ear. Come. Oh, anyway. Next thing I know, I just wanted Him. Before I knew it, nowadays it's like, Lord, come back. Oh, yeah, please. I don't need to see my kids grow up. I grow old with my wife. It's good, but the Lord comes back. Ah, that's even better. What do I have to hope in this age, huh? What do you have to hope in? Your career? Huh? Your love for money? You want some money? Is that why you're doing all that? You want to please your parents? I don't know. But this end, this, when the Lord comes back, all those things end. Only the Bible ends with the Spirit and the bride and nothing else. Just God and man, one eternally. Don't worry about anything else. Anyway. I hope this brings us a little bit into my feeling for this message. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. Roman numeral 1. Christ's deep longing is satisfied in Revelation 21 through 22 with the universal couple, the triune God and the new Jerusalem as his wife joined together in an eternal marriage. Amen. All right, we'll look at these verses. Feel free to open up your Bibles, but not for knowledge, but to look into your husband's beautiful face. Amen. Okay, right into his eyes. Okay, Revelation 21:2. It says, "And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." Oh, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. You know, that what does that remind you of? You know, maybe the father, right, walking his daughter down the aisle, right? God's here, and then she's coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. That's us. That's us. The New Jerusalem is us. Once we've been pickled all the way, the New Jerusalem. Oh, wow, that's the prepared church being presented to Christ the Son as his bride. Revelation 21:9. I'll paraphrase that a little bit. One of the seven angels, right? I'm going to skip a little bit of that. And then it goes, "spoke with me, saying, 'Come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.'" The bride, the wife of the Lamb. And then in 10, we see that he shows, you're expecting a person, right? Well, let me see the wife. The wife of a lamb. And then you see a holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
Amen.
Oh, this is precious. This is the end of the Bible. This is our end. This is God's end. Okay, A. The New Jerusalem will be the bride in the millennium for 1,000 years as one day. That's her wedding day. And the wife in the new heaven and the new earth for eternity. So a wedding is a day long, but it's just the beginning. Praise the Lord. Oh, eternity is the marriage, husband and wife. But the wedding day, you know, someone asked me, what day would you relive? if you ever had a chance, you know? And someone was really spiritual, and they said, oh, when you got saved? And I was like, nah. I do appreciate that day, but I don't need to relive it. Oh, I agree. But the day I got married to my wife, man, that was the day. I could live that day again and again and again and again and again. It's just how it is. You know, how about a 1,000-year-long wedding day? Wow. That is going to be so enjoyable. And, you know, that wedding day is for those believers who are ready, who spent their whole life preparing for that coming wedding day. And last night, we saw how to prepare, right? We need to get washed in the water, which is in the Word. Amen. We need to drink the Spirit. Amen. How do you prepare?
Washed in the water of the Word.
That's right. We get into the Word and He speaks to us. And we're open to hear it. Sometimes we obey it, sometimes we don't, but we're getting washed. Hallelujah, we're getting sanctified. Right, saturated, permeated, pickled. The sister said marinated. I'll take marinated. I love marinated. Get the flavor of Jesus. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Anyway, praise the Lord. That's how you get ready. We'll get more into that. Okay, B. Since the New Jerusalem is the bride, we should not consider her a material city. It is impossible for a material entity to be the bride.
Right.
Okay, that's pretty clear, right? Is Jesus a lamb? A physical, woolly lamb? Who's getting married? You all laugh because clearly He's not. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And He is our husband. He's our Redeemer. We were lost, but He bought us. And He paid the highest price. Out of His love for us, He shed His own blood. You see, but He's not a physical lamb, right? And neither is the city a physical city. You know, if it was a physical city, I think the length of one wall would take you from San Diego to Seattle. So on this side of the wedding, you'd have a little lammy. And on this side, you have a giant city. It's absurd. It's absurd. Plus, if you read the whole Bible, how could such a marvelous romance end with such an absurd thing? Talk about ruining the movie. No. Revelation 1:1 clearly says that this... Okay, I'll read it to you. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to show His slaves the things that must quickly take place, and He made it known by signs, sending it by His angel to His slave John. Okay, He made it known by signs. I want to say something here about the Greek, because I had a translation of the Bible, and that whole section was omitted. And I was like, what? What do you mean? It just says that, let you know that the things that must quickly take place, sending it by His angel to His slave John. Another one said, communicating it. But, you know, my version says He made it known by signs. And so I went to the Greek. You know, God speaks Greek. The Bible was, New Testament mostly was written in Greek. Okay, and the Greek word for made it known by signs is, oh, well, my Greek isn't the best, but esimenon. Esimenon, okay? And you know what that means? Signified it. To signify it. So you'd read it, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to Him to show to His slaves the things that must quickly take place, and He signified it, sending it by His angel to His slave John. Well, okay, well, no one talks like that. So a lot of editors took different liberties to try to help, you know, like removing it. Well, sometimes we intend to help and we cause problems. Anyway, but when you look up, what does it mean to signify something? The number one definition is to make known by signs. So the lamb isn't a physical lamb. It's a sign of Jesus. And the New Jerusalem is not a physical city. It is the prepared bride. Better still, adorned bride. She had been enjoying all the riches of Christ. All these things have been worked into her. And now she's beautiful, ready for her husband. Okay, this is what we have to realize when we come to the last two chapters of the Bible. Okay? See, the bride will be composed of all the redeemed, regenerated, and transformed saints of God. Or you could say blood-washed, regenerated, born again, transformed. What was that? Soaked, saturated, permeated, pickled, marinated, saints of God. Old element, discharged. New element, worked in. There's a real change, a transformation. Now we match Christ. Okay. And the verses here, they show that the Old Testament saints, their names are there. That's part of the sign. And the New Testament apostles, representing all the saints from the Old Testament and the New. The New Jerusalem will be an aggregate of all of God's people who've been loving Him and been through this process with the Lord. Okay, D, this is the ultimate consummation of the divine romance revealed in the Bible. Oh, this is it. The ultimate consummation of the divine romance in the Bible. And brothers and sisters, as we enter into this romance today, this is where that romantic relationship will take us. Oh, we have to get ready. We have to get ready. You know, our life is very short. Our time is very short. We need to get ready. There's nothing else to live for. You know, Satan comes in Genesis 3. Genesis 3 with sin. But by the time you get to Revelation 21 and 22, he's roasting in the lake of fire. All your problems are there with him. All your sins are back on him. All the evil angels, even death. It's all there. Everything is cleared up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't waste your time. Even your problems, they seem so big. They're tiny. And they're ready for the fire. Amen. It's just kindling. Just throw it out and keep loving Jesus.
Amen.
Okay. So, let's get to Roman numeral 2. Christ desires, saints, to come back for his prepared bride, and we who are preparing for his coming must share his desire. Oh, he has a desire. We'll see it in a second. He expresses it clear in his word, but let me just tell you before we get to that. He has a desire, a yearning, a deep longing to come back. Not come back to judge the earth, not come back he'll do all those things, but in his heart, he's coming back for his prepared bride. His prepared bride. And now the thing is in this conference, I don't know if it's happening. I hope it is. I hope you're opening. But he wants to share this desire with you so that you would have the same desire as him. And not just for him, but to prepare his bride. Okay, here I'll have to give a testimony. When I was your age, I came to my first college conference. It was called, I think, A Call to End This Age. A Call to End This Age. My generation was being called by the Lord. This weekend, you are being called by the Lord. You're the next generation. How will you respond? Okay. And there they presented to us some verses. The first one we touched last night, and that was Ephesians 5:26. That really touched me. That he might sanctify her. That he might sanctify her. Right? What? Cleansing her by the washing of the water and the word. So clearly he's doing it all. Even you said last night, we don't have to do anything. He is doing it all. That's 100% true. But then they showed me another verse. How about we all open up to that one together? Revelation 19:7. Okay, Revelation 19:7. Ready? Okay, go. Let us rejoice and exalt, and let us give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to be a wedding. We're getting married. Let us rejoice and exalt. Marriage of the Lamb has come, and the wife has made herself ready. Wait. She made herself ready? Brother Brian. I thought you said the Lord does it all. Well, he does do it all. But she does make herself ready. Because the Bible tells us so. So, just consider things. Deep longing. He creates the universe. It's a setting. You know, at a wedding, you got to get all the decorations in place. Right. And he creates the earth because he wants to be one with man. And then he creates man, right? All this. And he creates a man in such a way that God could enter into man. Man could enter into God. And they could be one, a perfect match eternally, right? All this is going on, you know? Praise the Lord! Right? And he knew. But he wanted us to know him in the deepest way, the depths of his love. He wanted to know the depths of his mercy, the riches of his grace. Right. So he let us fail. He let us fall into sin. He knew it would happen. It wasn't in the plan B. Oh, the Lamb. No, he knew it was going to happen. Yeah. But to manifest the multifarious wisdom of God, he needed us to experience all of it. All that he is. Right. Be constituted with all his riches. Yeah. You know? So he let man. I'm sure he would have said, "Hey, Adam, don't touch that tree." He could have come in right then and saved the whole situation. He didn't. Because he wanted us to know Jesus.
Amen.
As the Lamb of God. Amen. The one we're going to marry. The Lamb of God. Amen. Oh. Who gave himself up for her, right? He wanted us to have that relationship with him. And so then, you know, in time, a lot of time, he became a man. He lived a perfect human life. The only normal and decent human being that ever walked the earth. Not you, not me, Jesus. And he went to the cross and died. Just consider all this. This process he went through. Right? He died to redeem us, but also to release the divine life within him. Right? And so that in resurrection, he could dispense the riches of this life into us. Right? And not just any life, the life that overcomes death. The church is being built with resurrection life. I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against her. The unbreakable bone, right? It's in our spirit. Anyway, wow. And she, you know, and then here she is now coming forth through brothers and sisters who are partaking of the Spirit. You know, in resurrection, Christ became the life-giving Spirit. And we're partaking of the Spirit, receiving this life, enjoying this life, drinking this life. Wow. Okay, but he did everything. But he can't force you to drink. You know? He even gave us the Bible. He's like, "I'm going to put this thing in a very practical place so they can find that drink whenever they're thirsty. Here you go. Amen. This, come, to come up with the Bible is amazing.
Yeah.
A couple thousand years,
yeah.
40 authors,
yeah.
Oh, one plot,
yeah.
One story, it doesn't change.
Right.
I love man, yes. And I want to be one with man,
amen.
And I'm getting married.
Amen.
He did it all. But if we don't do this much, we can't take the drink.
Wow.
That's the part. And the wife has made herself ready.
Wow.
That's it. Call on his name. Contact him through the word. Lord, I love you. Where are you today? Speak to me. How about your morning time today? How was it? Did this happen? Huh? Were you face to face with God? Did you get through the letter? Did you get through the letter? Did you get the Spirit?
Amen.
The wife has made herself ready.
Amen.
That part, we have a choice. We have a choice. And when we share His desire, it's real easy to make that choice. Do you want the Lord Jesus to have His bride?
Amen.
All right. Amen. Then this is the choice we need to make every day. Lord, I love you. Lord, I want to hear your voice. I want to see your face. And just spend a little time in the Word and let Him do it all. Let Him do it all. Our end, loving Jesus, that is all. On His end, everything. Amen. Okay. So, another verse they gave me was 2 Peter 3:8. 12. And it says, expecting and hastening the coming of the day of God. A few other things too. But that really struck me. Are you expecting your wedding? Or is this still a theory to you? Is this doctrine to you? Are you expecting it? You need to live every day expecting it. I'm getting married. There is a wedding.
Amen.
The date is set. I'm not sure what it is. But it is set and it's coming soon. Okay? But then it also says hastening. Hastening. This touched me as a college student. It touches me now. I can hasten the Lord's coming. You know what hastening means? Quicken it, right? Bring it forth. Whoa. Me? This college student is a failure in every way? That's how I was. That's how I am. Yeah, you, Emmanuel.
Amen.
Will you open your Bible? Will you love me? Will you love me in the Word? And I remember just going, yeah, I don't trust in my decision power, my willpower, but yeah, I choose to be a part of the preparation of the bride. And you know, that set my whole course in college. All of a sudden, my Bible reading wasn't so I would get more knowledge. It was so I would drink more Spirit and prepare the bride.
Amen.
My gospel preaching wasn't a duty or a work of power or miracle. I just wanted other people to drink Him too. Because I wanted the Lord to get His bride.
Amen.
How about you in your college years? Would you love the Lord so much that He can infuse you with His desire and that you would love His bride as He does? Oh, Lord, this is your turn. Well, I graduated after that conference 2 years later. Loved Jesus with my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And I went to this place called the full-time training in Anaheim. Okay, this is my testimony. I can't get it wrong. I love the Lord very much. And I was going to medical school. A lot of people had opinions about me not going to medical school. But back then, I didn't really feel like I was choosing between the two. I just had a real sense like, wow, 2 years. It's a 2-year program if you don't know about it. 2 years to spend time with the Lord, loving Him, and coming to know Him through the Word with other brothers and sisters who are willing to pay the same price. Which is a lot for a young person.
Sure.
Now it's nothing, you know, nothing. When you're older, 2 years is nothing. And, you know, we all had the same things you had, debt, and you know, maybe debts, obligations to parents and to people, our own career, ambition and goals, all these things. But anyway, I was loving Jesus with the brothers and sisters, and all that stuff was like trash. Sorry. It's trash. You're loving trash. You just don't realize it yet. But the more you see the Lord, the more that all becomes trash. Okay. And then I went there, and that's what happened. I got, not only did I get what I wanted, I got far exceeding what I thought I was going to get. Wow. Remember, I just love the Lord. The church, okay. Anyway, not that much. But I did love the Lord. And I was so happy. I loved all those saints because they helped me like know the Lord more, enjoy the Lord more. But I was still pretty solo, you know, inwardly, independent. But when I was there, I don't know how it happened, but it was gradual. It was gradual. But there was a realization somewhere in the middle that I had been transfused with the church loving Christ. Yeah, the Spirit will do that to you. Christ is now the Spirit. And He loves the church. And the more you spend time with Him and love Him and kiss Him and get kissed by Him and have all these experiences and you fellowship with the other brothers and sisters and their experiences become yours and yours become theirs in the fellowship. Oh, Jesus is so wonderful. And then He opens up His heart. Wow. He's like, oh. And He goes, the church. Wow. Right. Not only love Jesus, but love deep what's in His heart.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to get baptized because you love Jesus. But maybe you'd get baptized because you love what He loves.
Amen.
Because He's operating in you.
Amen.
And you don't want to delay the coming of the bride.
Amen.
No way. I'm here to hasten.
Amen.
I'm not here to delay.
Yeah.
That's what Satan tries to do.
Right.
He's just trying to delay. But I'm here to hasten.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Oh, brothers and sisters, when He put that into me and changed my whole life.
Wow.
Different things happen to different people. Again, this is my testimony. I dropped my whole career ambition. And I gave myself to prepare the bride.
Amen.
And I have failed so many times in this process. Good and bad doesn't matter. Somehow the Lord brings me back to Him in His Word, and He loves me, and He hugs me, and He kisses me, and I love Him, and I enjoy Him. And you know what? That transfusion, you can't take it away. Once it's in you, you're wrecked. You're wrecked. You're ruined. For the world. You know, it's always there in me. Sometimes it comes full force. Boom! Like, you know, this conference. Boom! You know? I'm getting married! We're getting married. Emmanuel, share the message. Okay. Charles, write poetry. Okay. No problem. He loves his wife, right? Emmanuel hates public speaking. But hey, Emmanuel, speak. Okay! No problem. Full force. I mean, just full force. Lord, I give my whole life to You.
Amen.
This happens. It comes. Other times, I don't know if this is normal or natural or whatever, but it's my experience, my testimony. It's not full force, but it's there. And it's kind of like underneath the surface. It's underneath the surface. You know, I wake up in the morning, it's not there. Well, it's there, but it's under the surface. But then I start saying, Lord Jesus, I love You.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I love You.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I love You.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I love You.
Amen.
Then I open my Bible and I read, and then boom, it's there again.
Amen.
The church, Emmanuel. Oh, Lord, drink me.
Amen.
Drink me. Love me. overflow me, share me, prepare the bride. It's just always there. Consider it. Maybe it's been under the surface for a little while. Oh, and the Lord's stirring it up, you know? It's okay, let it out. We'll give you a chance to share your testimonies in a little bit. I love to hear what the Lord is doing in you. Okay. Oh, wow, 15 minutes. Praise the Lord. Okay. We'll go a little faster, maybe. We might finish the outline. I want to. Amen, Lord. Okay. A. Christ expressed... Oh, let's all come to Roman numeral 2. That was a long testimony. Roman numeral 2, A. Christ expresses his desire to come for his prepared bride in Revelation 22, where he warns us three times, I come quickly. Amen. Revelation 22, 7. And behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this scroll. Revelation 22, 12. Behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me to render to each one as his work is. And then Revelation 22, 20. He who testifies these things says, yes, I come quickly. That's the Lord Jesus. Yes, I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. That's actually the last prayer in the Bible. That's the Apostle John's response. So here he's giving this revelation, all these signs, and he's, you know, writing them down, you know. And at the end, he hears the Lord say three times, I come quickly, I come quickly, I come quickly. Amen. Amen. Come quickly. Lord Jesus. Hey, he's coming quickly.
Amen.
He's coming.
Amen.
Don't believe me, believe him. Him and me, but him, at least the Bible. I come quickly. Oh, it might not seem quick to you. And that's okay. You're a finite human being with a very short life. So, but he's eternal. And a thousand years is a day to him. It's just compressed. You know, since he went to sleep on the cross, it's only been 2 days. I come quickly. 2 days. 2 Peter 3:8. If you don't know where that verse is. He comes quickly. Oh, Lord. Amen. There's some very good prophecies. Matthew 24. Anyway, I don't have time. And I don't want to get you distracted with the end times and all the prophecies and all that. I know. That's just pretty exciting. But it's really not that big a deal. If you're loving Jesus, you hear him, the one you love, say, I come quickly. What other sign do you need to prove anything to you?
Yeah, right.
Do you need more than that? Do you? Do you love him? Do you love his word? When he says, I come quickly, do you believe it?
Amen.
Amen. Brother said, definitely. Oh, we need to be definite. Definitely. Yeah, we're believers, right?
Amen.
We're believers.
Amen.
We're not feelers. I don't know if he's coming. Well, he said it. Okay, I'm going. I'm still taking too long. Sorry. I love you, Lord.
Amen.
Okay, so we see his desire in A, and then we come to a response in B. Okay, so let's read B. The word come is found three times in Revelation 22, 17. Okay, open up your Bibles, pull out Revelation 22, 17, and let's read it together. If we had time, we'd pray read it together. Do we have time? Oh, praise the Lord. I think we have time. I think we have to pray. Kevin? Yeah, let's drink this verse. Okay, let's read it. And like our brother showed us, why don't we practice that? We stood up in what, like sets of three or four? And just do some some declaring, right? Let's declare. Let's declare. Can we declare together? But let's do it with a prayerful spirit and our heart to the Lord, right? Okay, let's read it all together. And students, get crazy. I want to see the hands. Not okay. You know what I mean. I just want you to taste the Spirit. Taste, drink this. It tastes good. If you're not tasting, it's because you're using the wrong organ. Use your Spirit. Okay, let's read it together.
And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come."
And let him who hears say, "Come." And let him who come. Let him who wills take the water of life freely. Amen.
And the Spirit.
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 Amen.
Why?
Is that it?
Oh, do come, says Spirit and the bride. Do come, oh, do come, let him that heareth cry. Do come, oh, do come, let him who thirsteth take freely the water of life. Oh, do come, says Spirit and the bride. Oh, do come, let him that heareth cry. Oh, do come, let him who thirsteth will take.
Take freely the water of life. Take freely the water. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Oh, Jesus!
We love you!
Amen.
Wow. You got herself ready.
Amen.
She's a little more ready. We're hastening his coming. Brothers and sisters, we need to take this back down the mountain. Into our daily life. Oh, this is good. There's so many lovers of Jesus here. But you know, you don't always have this much backup, right? This is some serious backup. But you know what? There's always two or three.
Yeah.
You can always, that's right. Wherever two or three are gathered into my name, what? There I am in their midst. So take freely. He is that water. Oh, and brothers and sisters, you can also take freely in the morning. You can take freely in the evening. You and the Lord, just drink. Just drink. Just enjoy.
Take freely in the shower.
Hey, that's a great place. Lord, wash me. Amen. Lord, wash me. Amen. Okay. Well, where are we? I forgot. Oh, yeah. Let's find out what this verse meant. Don't come to the Bible for knowledge. Come there for Jesus. And take a drink. The knowledge will come. The knowledge will come. But it'll be experiential. Okay. B, subpoint one there. The first occurrence of this word refers to the coming back of the Lord Jesus. Okay, so there's three times the word come is used. And the first time, it's a prayer, right? Or it's a declaration. Come, right? Come to who? Who's it to? Jesus. Yeah, the two verses before. I come quickly. I come quickly. The Spirit and the bride say, come! Our destiny is calling. I mean, I don't even know how to explain this. Forget it. You can't explain it. The Spirit in the bride is already done and ready and can't wait for it to be realized in our experience. Come! Lord Jesus, come. Come get your bride. Oh, anyway. A, come is the response of the Spirit in the bride to the Lord's word concerning his coming. B, by studying the prophecies in the Bible and checking with the world's situation today, we know that the day of the Lord's coming is very near. Oh, it is very near. You can look at those there. You can look at Matthew 24:34. That's the prophecy of the nation of Israel being restored. And then you would know that the summer is near, meaning that Jesus is near. Oh, you never... You know there's a nation of Israel? You know there wasn't one for almost 2,000 years? And now there's one? Because the Lord's coming? You know... Ah! Love you, Lord. You know in Hosea 6? Hosea 6, 1 and 2? There's a promise? Yeah, Hosea 6, verses 1 and 2. Towards the children of Israel. And it says that the Lord would heal them, right? Would restore them as a nation. It says, he will enliven us after 2 days. On the third day, he will raise us up. And we will live in his presence. Brothers and sisters, 2 days. 2 days. We're almost there. You know when the nation of Israel ceased being the nation of Israel? When the Roman Empire sacked Jerusalem in 70 A.D. 70 A.D. I don't know if it's the same calendar or whatever. I don't know. But anyway, Jewish calendar, our calendar. But 2 days. Where are we in the Lord's timing? We're getting there, right? We're on the second day towards the end. Have they been enlivened? Is there a nation of Israel? Guess what? He's coming. Okay. We only need his word. But there are the outward signs. But don't get caught up in the outward signs.
Yeah.
Love Jesus.
Amen.
Hasten is coming.
Amen.
Pray his word. Amen. Drink him in.
Amen.
And don't be scared. Who's coming?
The Lord.
Jesus.
Bridegroom.
Our bridegroom.
Amen. Not some scary ogre. The one we fell in love with. Amen. The one we talk to every day. The one who talks with us every day, who knows all our needs and all our problems and still loves us. Nothing to be scared of. Okay. I'm lost again. Oh, see, the entire Bible concludes with the desire for the Lord's coming expressed as a prayer. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Is that your desire? How about we exercise our spirit of faith and just pray that to the Lord right now?
Amen.
Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. I don't know if you have a feeling or a sensation. We're not feelers. We're believers. But the feelings do come. Right now, I feel it. Yeah. I feel it. Come, Lord Jesus. There's an aching in my heart. There's an aching in my heart that you, as the next generation, will join the previous generations in bringing the Lord back. Come, Lord Jesus. Oh, come, Lord Jesus. All the way back to John, right? Come, Lord Jesus. Oh, make this our prayer every day. May we live with this expectation. Come, Lord Jesus. Okay, D. We should love the Lord's appearing and look forward to it with earnest expectation and joy. I think I touched that good enough. But I'd like to say this will affect every decision in your life. Living your life, loving His appearing.
Yeah.
Big ones. I went to the full-time training in Anaheim. It seemed big at the time.
Yeah.
Now I was like, eh. Who you'll marry. That was a big one for sure. That's forever, you know.
Yeah.
Or the rest of your life. Not forever. Until you die. And I married my wife because she had this prayer in her. Come, Lord Jesus. So when I say, come, Lord Jesus, and it resonated, I'm like, that's the one. So easy. So easy. My missing rib, she fit right there. Well, I knew it. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She was praying, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Anyway. And the small decisions. Yesterday, I got on my phone. I took it out of airplane mode. I've been mostly airplane mode. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And a little bit of mercy from the Lord. I'm T-Mobile. I don't get reception. But I turned it on because I wanted to text my wife something. And then all these notices came in real quick, you know. I'm backed up. One of them was a Facebook one. And my wife sometimes goes on Facebook and she'll post under my name anyway. But she'll put parentheses, Bethany, to someone who's having a kid or something. And anyway, I saw it, and then I clicked on it because it's in my name, you know. Well, what's going on here? And then and I saw it was a sweet, you know, something. But then there was like a little video underneath it. It was so stupid. Oh, man. I don't know why they are. I don't know why they send them to me. But, like, these, I didn't ask for it. I don't know these people. It's just some kind of like stupid video. But I started watching it. So who's stupid anyway? But you know what? I got so thirsty. I got dried up. I'm like watching it. And at first it was kind of like, oh, interesting. And then I was like, you know, it affects your small decisions.
Yeah.
Click. Off.
Yeah.
Back to airplane mode. Back to airplane mode. You know what? I'll never get that moment back. That was a wasted moment.
Yeah.
You know? That one was not preparing the bride. But you know what? I got it speaking.
Yeah.
Turn it off.
Yeah.
And you know what? I got sanctified.
Yeah.
Got pickled.
Yeah.
I'm pickly today. You know what? It's okay, right, to make a mistake as long as you enjoy the Lord. As long as you hear His speaking, I confessed it to Him. Got right back into the enjoyment. Amen. Okay. Okay, second. The one who hears the Spirit and the bride joins in saying,
Whoa.
Do you hear him?
Yeah.
Do you hear the Spirit and the bride?
Yeah.
Do you hear? You know, our spirit, that come is not from outside of us, and it's not in the future. That reality is already in our spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit and the bride say, can you hear your spirit? It's in there all the time. Come. Come. Do you hear it? When you hear it, you say,
Amen.
Amen. Come. Okay. You say, come.
Right.
Yeah. You know, when we were praying, reading the verse, what happened? Did you hear him? Did you hear the Spirit and the bride? Come. We just respond. Come. Okay. Then next, it says the third mention of come in this verse. Okay, those first two are come, Lord Jesus. This one changes. The third mention of come in this verse refers to the coming of the repenting sinners. A, the Spirit and the bride yearn and... Oh, my time. The Spirit and the bride yearn that the thirsty sinner will come to take the water of life for full satisfaction, right? Right, if anyone thirsts, right? It would come, right? And what?
Drink.
Take. What's take mean? Drink. Right? The water of life?
Freely.
Okay. When we have a sincere desire for the Lord's coming, we also have an earnest concern for others' salvation. If we water others, we will be watered. And if we care for others, we will be cared for. Brothers and sisters, if you've been thirsting and you want a drink, go preach the gospel. And not because it's your duty, but because you love Jesus. These things go together. I gave my life to the Lord to prepare the bride. Next thing I know, I'm standing in front of all of you. What? Sharing the word. I find myself sharing the word to people all the time. I don't expect it. It just kind of happens. Why'd you do that? That's a good question. Not just loving Jesus. But you know, within us there's a cry to all the thirsty ones. All the thirsty ones. All your classmates. All the Christians who don't know there's a divine romance. Come! Come drink with me. You know, don't be religious. You don't want people to get saved that you know. You want them to enter in. Be the best drinker. And then they'll just want it. You know, that sister over there just drank some water. Sorry. Right away I realized I was thirsty. And you know what, though? There's just something in the divine realm. When you flow out Christ, you get watered.
Amen.
That's Proverbs 11:25. Okay. I'm going to wrap it up now. It's supposed to go shorter, but I'm a little over. I just have one more thing I want to say here, but we'll read through the next outline. Let's read it all together. All together, see, and then alternate through the subpoints. The fact that the Spirit and the bride speak as one indicates that they have become one. Let's read that again. The fact that the Spirit and the bride speak as one indicates they have become one. Okay, brothers, one. Two, sisters. Okay, three, all together. Hence,
the consummation of the church will ask the triune God to be his complete expression and satisfaction for eternity.
And he will present the church to himself glorious. Amen. But I need a brother. Giovanni, you've been the brother this weekend. Come on up. I'm a little taller than you, so I'm gonna be the spirit, okay? You're gonna be the bride. Thinking about brides, huh? Our concept, we read it the Spirit and the bride. Two people and they're still separate. Because in the portrait, that's the best you can do with a man and a woman, you know, they're kinda here. I can say, hey, you complete me.
Hey, you complete me.
Yeah. But still, there's two of us, right? But the Spirit and the bride... Okay, that's good enough. Sorry, that was awkward. The Spirit and the bride isn't like that. Another way to say it is the Spirit-saturated church.
Wow.
one. They actually become one. Right? The portrait is one flesh. But we become one spirit. Eternally with the Lord. When all His loving seekers, and it's been happening for 2 days, for 2,000 years, right? Get saturated with the Spirit, right? Soaked with the Spirit, permeated with the Spirit. Eventually, there's a oneness. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. We know they're one because they say it as one. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Amen. There isn't a picture like that in the whole universe. Sorry. But what the Lord is showing us is that He wants to become one with us. And as He saturates us, spontaneously, the glory appears. Spontaneously, He gains His expression.
Amen.
Would you let Him do that in your life? Okay, make the choice. I am here to prepare the bride. But don't trust in your willpower. Then pray, Lord, work it out.
Amen.
And then open up your Bible. Look for Him. Okay? Okay. I'm done. Why don't you just pray with your neighbor real quick and the brothers will direct us.